why you mad. Tell them why you mad, son. Tell them why you mad. Tell them why you mad, son. Tell them why you mad. Tell them why you mad, son.
Yeah, you know what it is. The revolution of the mind continues. This is your favorite Tuesday night date. Why You Mad Son Radio. Y'all know what it is. Got all the madmen around the table. Our HMIC right now is handling a little bit of last minute housekeeping issues. So we're just going to go ahead and let her jump on in like she do and shut it all down towards the end. Y'all rocking with us, and I know y'all are. We got to take care of a couple of housekeeping issues. We're going to go to why everyone is mad. So we're starting out with my dude, Glove. Glove.
Hey, what up, y'all?
What's up, dude? He brings you the words of the day. His page, if you need to get a little bit of knowledge in the middle of your day, check out Know the Ledge on Facebook. He rides with us every week dropping jewels, giving you the words of the day, giving you the jam of the week. Glove, why are you mad?
I am mad at President Obama. He is taking all these daggone pictures of Cuba, having fun, living the life, and make me mad because I don't want to go there.
I know that's right.
Everything, the fiestas. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, oh, jealous ass.
Right? Hating. Just
for
hating.
Real.
That's not your job. That's a hater's job. We gonna
smoking
go
Cuban cigars and everything.
I know, right? Roll between the thighs of some fine Cuban lady too. I know you mad. I know you
mad.
I can understand it. I can understand it. We gonna move on to our next madman. We like to call him, well, he has a lot of names. In fact, that's one of the things that make everybody remember this madman. He has all the nicknames, like, in the world. We like to call him El Negro Diablo, Buffy the White Girl Slayer. My personal favorite, Juan Random, because he gets random. All the randomness, y'all have no idea. If y'all was privy to the chat room information, y'all would look at us totally different, but I look forward to Juan and his random stuff during the day, night, whenever he's on his keyboard. Love it. Juan, tell us why you mad, boo.
I'm mad at how lately, because Donald Trump has, you know, spewed his mark of racism into the air, and how all these racists and stuff think they got to put the battery pack in a lot of these racists, and they think they could just come all out and say how they really feel, like this is the 1960s. Okay, case in point. There's this little video that's going around out there, and there's this young black woman, young little black girl, she's about a teenager, and this little Caucasian girl, I guess, called her a nigger. And she walked up to her and stepped up to her, and she asked her, what the hell did you call? You just called me a nigger. What did you say? Did you just call me a nigger? And I'm sitting here looking at this video. I'm like, oh, shit, here it come. She not asking.
Yeah.
She just asking you a rhetorical question. She not.
Right.
She knows what you called her, but she just asking you a rhetorical question. She trying to give you a chance to try to say I'm sorry, and try to make amends. But nope, the white girl went there. She said you, and she knocked the hell out of that girl. She knocked her so hard. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and Harry Tubman was smiling down from heaven, looking at her, laughing. Knocked her so damn hard.
She knocked about 15 years off of that chick's life. Like, she not even going to live to 75 no more, because she knocked about 15 years off of her.
Only 15?
Only
15?
Only 15 years
more
old.
Than that. Possibly. You're right, hater. Possibly more than that, because, yo, she pulled her hand back so far. I think she reached back, gave Nat Turner dap and then came around, punched her in her grill. It was crazy. Like, yo, but you know what? That's homegirl. That's Buffy. That's Buffy's problem. You know why? She should have knew the signs. When she first stepped to you, she had her fist in her palm. And she was standing there. That's clue number one. That right there is body language for, I'm going to ask you this question, but please don't be stupid enough to answer it honestly. She should have known. Then she had the head tilt.
You know.
Like, is you serious? Is you serious? And then she stepped closer and was like, say it again. What'd you say? You know what? You need to. In fact, it's her mama's fault. It's her mama's fault for not
telling
her.
That's her mama's fault. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's her mama's fault for not telling her how to read the signs while you was learning that N-word and thinking you should just call anybody you see that word. You should have also known the signs of you about to get fucked up. That was clear signs of you about to get fucked up. But we're going to move on to my next madman. Haven't heard his voice in a while because we do this whenever we feel like doing it. I mean, I know we say every Tuesday night, but we've been busy. HMIC been busy, so we try to get at you when we can get at you and drop jewels when we can drop jewels. But this dude, one of my favorite madmen, even though he get on my last good nerve. My last good nerve, y'all. But love him still. Hater. Friends and hateration all around the room. When there's hateration or holleration in the dancery, he's responsible for it. But we love him still. Hater. Why you mad, son?
You know, I'm mad for a lot of different reasons. At the top of the list today, more than is this presidential election. And today I'm not mad at Donald Trump. Donald Trump's going to do what Donald Trump's going to do. When we look at the other side and we look at the Democrats and how they are really trying to shove Hillary Clinton down our throats. And then the shenanigans that her husband pulled earlier this week, talking about Obama's tenure has been horrible. You know, so I'm a little pissed off and angry at the Clinton family right now, and I'm mad at the Democratic Party for trying to shove her down our throats. We don't want her. Bernie is the candidate. She does not have all of the superdelegates promised to her. The superdelegates don't vote until June. So the story that they're spinning, saying that she's so far ahead because of the superdelegates, is all a lie.
Yeah, it's just spin.
Yeah, it's just spin. It's just they're just trying to get people. They're just trying to get all the bandwagon voters to go ahead and vote for Hillary when they come to that particular state, so they can actually ensure her victory when she hasn't won anything yet.
All I'm going to say is, just like Trump going to be Trump, the Clintons going to be the Clintons. We know them for 25
all
years.
All day.
They're going to do what they're going to do always.
Man, let me tell you.
I
don't even want to claim being American right now. This is a farce.
It's like damn if you do, damn if you don't situation
exactly.
Right now.
Exactly. It's like you know you're going to get a bullet. You know you're going to get a bullet. You're just trying to decide where you want to get shot. And no matter where you're going to get shot, it ain't going to be good anyway.
Right,
but
right.
You're just trying to decide, like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna have to get shot in my ass.
Yo, it's like running into two ex-girlfriends at the same party. And,
oh,
you know, and you like, what the hell? I don't want them to know each other.
Always running into something. Ex-girlfriend at somebody's party.
Oh, wait. Who that?
If you didn't recognize the HMIC has joined us.
That's not like Boogie.
At the madman table, pops in like, ain't nothing wrong. What?
Hey, Boogie, we got this. We don't need
we
you.
We got
this. I'm holding it down.
Story,
and I'm freaking behind the scenes and producing. Y'all keep going, y'all. Keep going, please.
Oh, hell no. She enjoying it too much.
Got
it. Oh, you don't get no day off.
They got
it. Oh. Okay, so, Hater, definitely. This, that's one of that speaks to our topic. if you guys out there who are listening to us don't know what the topic is, shame on you. What the hell? I know you just want to ride with us on Tuesday, but you're supposed to know what the heck we're talking about. But in case you don't know, I'll be nice. Topic is Game of Thrones. Winter is coming to the White House. And it's a damn good graphic. Every time, I don't know if you guys love the graphics as much as I love the graphics. I love the show top, the event picture. Every time the event picture comes out for a new show, I like to look at it because it's always popping. If you don't think so, then I'll get you. But I love this one. Picture of Donald Trump, picture of Hillary Clinton. Hayter already spoke on how we don't really like the way she's being shoved down our throat. And it seems like this is the meaning. They're fighting for the Iron Throne. If you haven't seen Game of Thrones, you know the Iron Throne with the sword.
Yeah, I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I have no idea what that reference is for.
Well, the throne. You know where the throne is at. Yeah. Not your toilet, but the throne. The actual throne. In the White House. The one that matters.
Look, just imagine a bunch of...
The porcelain throne.
Right. He thinks the throne is the porcelain throne, not the porcelain throne. Even though, you know, if that's where you want to rule from, in your own house, do you, boo?
I mean, some important decisions get made right there.
I'm not, because I know you're right. You know, you get time to think. You're in there. You got to be doing something. Making some life-changing decisions. I'm not even mad at you. But.
Well, I'm saying is, damn daggone Game of Thrones, yo. House of Cards, this thing looks like a documentary now.
Right? The Underwoods, right?
That look like a documentary now. Like, hey, this is real life.
Hold on. HMIC, what was you saying?
I said, did anyone ask Miss Nick Fatale why she's mad yet?
Oh.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, y'all, what the hell y'all doing? Damn. Boogie ain't even running the show.
You was running.
While I do everything willy-nilly.
You was running your mouth. You were holding it down.
Whatever, Glove.
So, well, why you mad? Why you mad, Nick?
Well, you got it.
Whatever. Y'all pull rag me. I can't. All right,
should we get a Darth Nicky theme song going?
Darth?
My theme song would be like some old vanity shit, you know, like some vanity sex. That would be my type of theme song, all completely left out of pocket. But anyway, while I'm at, all right, this is it. On the plantation, we all know where the plantation is. That's your work job. On the work job, we all got the struggle, you know, but we try to stick together as much as we can with our people. I'm a madman, so I'm going to try to help our people out. If I see you doing something wrong, I'm going to try to say something about it. I'm in a unique position that I haven't been in. And actually, for the first time, I'm actually, you know, in charge of a lot of stuff that I've never been in charge of before. But I know what I'm doing. I'm mad at people who try to emulate you. Like, they do something. Like, I tell people all the time, don't try to do the shit that I do. You know why? Because you're not me. I know I'm not supposed to be doing this stuff. But I get away with it because I'm me. You not me. So don't try to do what I do and get mad because you get in trouble. I can't. Love it.
Sorry about that.
That's how I felt.
You all right, Boogie? You all right?
That's how I felt, too, because it worked. That's exactly how I felt when the joint came down and the chick got in trouble for doing something that I do and then tried to throw me under the bus and be like, well, she do it, too. But you're not me. Don't try to emulate anybody else. Do your own thing. And when you don't do your own thing and you try to follow behind somebody else, at least be woman enough to admit, yo, I tried some joint. It ain't work out. And that's it. Take responsibility for your joint. Don't try to throw nobody under the bus. Definitely don't try to throw me under the bus because I'm going to run you over. That's what happened. Anyway. At this point in time, well, normally it's after Hayter usually tells us why he's mad, but at this point in time, since I've already said why I'm mad, and I'm always waiting to hear why Boogie is mad, we're going to go straight to Darth Boogie, Cha Boogie, our HMIC, head madman in charge, CEO of Why You Mad Son Entertainment, producer and host of Why You Mad Son Radio. creator of the Hip Hop Film Festival in New York. If you have not submitted your film ideas, then shame on you. You need a foot in your ass. Get up on the good foot and submit your film.
That's right.
Director extraordinaire, every week we wait to see why she's mad. This week we were a little delayed what was going on, but she's on the round table now. She's ready. Sha Boogie. Tell us why you mad.
I'm mad because all of my technology is acting like a bitch today. Not cooperating. Trying to run the show. Running from computer to computer. Ended up having to be on the phone line. Not cool at all. Don't know what's going on. Got to check all this stuff. But the main reason why I am mad tonight is because there's no more original thought.
Nope.
Cut. Preach.
Nada.
Whether it's movies or whatever it is, people just cannot think of things on their own. There needs to be a harkening back to the days when people invented their own words, ideas, thoughts, stories, things of this nature. I'm tired of turning on the TV and seeing reboots of old-ass stories.
Amen.
Or extensions of old stories that have long since passed their prime. I'm not interested in the Good Times movie. I thought it was a good idea at first, but I'm not interested. I'm not interested in seeing Roots again. I'm not interested in seeing another Slave movie. I'm not interested in seeing another gangster movie. I'm not interested in none of these things. I want original content. I want to hear about stories and things that have not been told before. That's why I'm mad. And I'm also mad at people that steal other people's ideas. But that's a whole nother story.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole nother
story. Well.
Should be ashamed.
That's why I'm mad.
Speaking of.
So once again, apologize for the hiccup at the beginning. But Nick Fatale was holding it down. I think going forward, we need to have the Mad Men each take a turn leading the show.
I kind of messed up, though. We got one more Mad Man to tell us why he's mad. So I'm kind of mad at myself. I missed
Roman. She pulled the Steve Harvey. She pulled the Steve Harvey.
I pulled the Steve Harvey. But I'm taking responsibility for my joint. I miss my dude, Ronan, asking him why he's mad. And I love to hear why he's mad because he's so eloquent. And you know, and you who listen to the show should know how eloquent he is when he tells you why he's mad, even though it's hilarious. He's always on point. Ronan, Mr. Disrespectful, I'm sorry, boo, but tell us why you're mad.
That's okay, though.
Well, actually, I'm both mad and glad at the same time, in a way. Because I'm actually glad that our fellow madman, Linda Steiner's birthday is today.
Yeah.
Shout out to her.
Word.
And I'm actually mad because it's a rough start out here in Indianapolis for sundress season. And I didn't expect to come outside and see a lot of these lunchbox booties hidden under dresses to be on display. If you don't have the buoyant biscuits, just put that shit away. Put on jogging pants. It's a time-honored tradition to wear sundresses. And if I had to see another He-Man lunchbox under a dress, I'm going to flip.
I hate his life for that.
He said the He-Man lunchbox. And all I could think of was a lunchbox with what's his name? Battle Cat on the front. I can't right now.
That's
He-Man
forward.
Oh, man.
It's just like looking at the last piece of bread. Like, why? Why? What are you doing?
Wait, what's the good booty called again? What'd you say? What'd you call it?
They're buoyant biscuits. It's like a parade of...
All right, that's enough.
The buoyant biscuits. What?
Yes. There's a rhythm to her. There's a rhythm to her cadence when she walks. It's like, wow, it's like visual therapy. That's what it is.
Wow, dude. That was
I agree.
You did not.
I agree.
You did not disappoint at all this week. I'm sorry, I didn't get around to you to the end, but man, you did not disappoint. Boy,
well, I mean, you got some of y'all friends that just aren't built right. Some look like 3 liters in a napkin. But
all right, we are not gonna divulge into nonsense tonight.
Wait, one more thing.
Coming.
Wait, one more thing. One more thing. For all of those women out there with the butter biscuits, what you call them?
The buoyant biscuits.
The hater is the shea butter butterologist for your buoyant biscuits.
No, you do not want to be the shea butterologist.
No, you don't.
Not at all. You don't.
Speaking
shea
of
butterology
which,
is not a good
religion. Our topic next week will be Return of the Dusty Hotep Negroes. So
Hotep,
mark that down on your calendars, madmen, far and wide. We will be taking these brothers to task. There has been a proliferation of these brothers, and we are tired of them. We got into it. We touched on the topic before with the, what we call them? The
Dusty
black
economics.
But this is a whole new subbreed of that. So we're going to be hitting that topic next week. But this week we're talking about Game of Thrones. Winter is coming to the White House. So the jam of the week, Glove got us a banger called Impeach the President Before They Even Get Elected. But it's by the Honey Drippers. So sit back, relax, listen to the dope beat. We're going to hit you guys after the flip.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Honey Drippers in the house tonight. And they just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say.
Yes. That was a dope joint.
Yo, I thought I heard somebody had a record playing. You had it on the 45? Somebody spin it?
Shut up.
I heard the crackle. The crackle of 45. I was wondering. It sounded like it. I was like, cool.
That's what happens when she calls in on the phone. That's what happens when she calls in on the phone.
I hate you.
Well, the phone has nothing to do with the audio, okay? That is a classic record, and the pop hiss is in there for a dramatic effect. Thank you very much, Mr. Don't Know Nothing About Music. Oh, he's talking sucks.
I can't. Love him.
So what else? What else is going on in the world today? I think we need to get into these Go Sit Your Back Ass Down Awards. Because I can't wait to hear what is on deck tonight. So let's get it started, shall we?
Yep.
You know what it is. It is time for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week. The rules are simple. Each madman comes to the table with their nominee for the person that needs to go sit their black ass down, be it political person, Hollywood personality, or a cousin from down the block. Everything and everyone is up for grabs.
Yeah.
Everyone clear with the rules?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Once we get all the nominees in, we'll have a brief recap, and then the madmen will vote on who should get the award for the week. Now, if one of your counterparts comes up with a nominee that's better than yours, don't hate. Give them that vote. But if you feel yours is the one, make sure you cast that vote for them. So let's get started. Ms. Nick Fatale, who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week?
Okay. Recently, I was flipping channels. I forgot the brother's name. He's not a brother. He's black, but he ain't a brother. I was flipping channels, and they was talking to this black dude that had attended the Trump rally just recently.
Oh, damn.
And he was a Trump supporter. And you need to go sit your black ass down. But
just because.
I'm so
just
mad
being,
at you.
Just because.
I'm so mad at you. I don't even want you to have a spinal column. I don't ever want you to stand erect ever on any part of your body. I don't care. Not no erect finger. I don't want you to have a straight ankle. Nothing. Like, I just don't want you to have bones. I just want you to not even just lay down. I just want you to be boneless, spineless, bob on the floor.
Really, Nick?
Like, that's how I felt. And he's, like, going in about how, you know, Trump is going to make America great again. And, you know, that's why I attended the rally. And with every word, I felt myself getting so angry. I wanted to pick up my 55-inch and slam it to the floor. Because that's how stupid he sounded. So I don't want you to just sit down. I want you to recline forever. Like, just lay down. Just die. Go kill yourself. But for this purpose, sit your black ass down.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying. But y'all go ahead.
Good book yet.
Okay. You up next. Who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week?
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
It's my turn. I didn't hear my name. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to give a disclaimer because I don't want to have any disrespect for all my people, especially my the co-hosts here on Why You Mad Son, that are from New York.
Oh, shit.
And this is partially because, for some reason, we did not nominate her on the special Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award. But I have to nominate Stacey Dash.
Oh, man.
All right.
What's she do now?
Somehow
she opened her mouth.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. somehow
she didn't put
like
a thing in
this,
it.
The violence that's going on with these Trump rallies, you know, especially upon black people and so forth. Here she comes, wear a cape on, being a superwoman, in the defense for Donald Trump by saying that he is not violent. He is the street. And why is he street? Because he's from New York. He's from Queens. That's why. So that's why. So don't confuse his being violent to being real because he's from NYC. No. That's not going to cut. That's y'all. I mean, she pretty much make y'all New Yorkers an embarrassment by that state by making that comparison.
Hell no, hold on.
Wow.
By making that comparison.
Hold on now.
That's why I say no disrespect because I know I love the New Yorkers and everything like that, but do not please this owner. Just please for saying some regular shit like that.
I don't even know who she is anymore. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Trump from the white street, though. He is gangster. I ain't gonna lie.
He ain't gangster.
He's only that
no,
confident.
He
only says that stuff because he pays for his own campaign. He pays out of his pocket to be able to basically say whatever the hell crosses his mind to say.
He's so damn fine, though, man. That's messed up, man.
All right. Glove had a great nominee.
Definitely.
Nick brought it home as well.
I have no idea who that is.
What you got, King Trump? Who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week?
My nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award is Madonna.
Madonna.
Yeah. Let me explain something about Madonna. Okay. Ooh. Madonna was born August 16th, 1958. Right. That makes her about 56 years old.
1868.
Now, that makes Madonna is older than the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Well, damn.
Now, so when I see Madonna, when I see or hear Madonna on stage at 57 years old trying to sell sex for shock value, I just gotta say, collectively, if everybody, I'm pretty sure everybody collectively think this, I just gotta say, ew. Like,
stop. Just stop.
Now, let me explain what she did, okay? Now last year, last year at the Coachella, you know, she was on stage trying to suck the soul out of Drake. Now this time,
right.
She's over in Melbourne, Australia on tour, on her Rebel Heart tour, and concert goers noticed her kind of stumbling through her performances, walking like she was drunk or high, falling off a tricycle, and even at one point, she invited a young female fan on stage, and she somehow ripped her shirt off, exposing her breasts. But that's not the reason why she's getting the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award. She's getting the award because at one point during the concert, she was in a drunken, inebriated state, got on the mic and said, "If I learned one thing in life is just go with it, and if you relax, it won't hurt as much." And then she begged,
"What?
Fuck me, please, somebody fuck me, Madonna."
Wow.
Will somebody give this senior citizen some D and let her go sit her ass down somewhere? Can one of you young rappers just go knock the cobwebs out of that senior citizen for JJ?
Yeah, get worms. Worms, they better leave that alone.
Yo, Future, where you at, Future? Future, I know you're depressed because your baby mom got proposed to by Russell Wilson here. And look at her. She's the perfect rebound woman for you to go take your sexual frustration out on.
That's not a rebound. That's a flagrant foul.
Flagrant foul. Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap. Come on, dog. I know you got one eye.
He only got one eye.
One eye's all
you don't know what he's getting into.
Well, he only got one eye. He don't know what he's getting into anyway.
Lord.
Exactly. You stand to the side. He won't know.
Yeah. But at least he ain't going to turn him to stone. He got one eye.
Hey, Hayden said that's how you get worms.
Craig D. the Hater, you got the competition on deck. Who is your nominee? Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week.
My nominee this week, I'm gonna break with my normal tradition where I name a politician or someone in the media, and I'm gonna name someone local. And I'm gonna throw Sansone dealership over here in near my house in New Jersey under the bus for selling my son a car and then refusing, selling my son a car, and then holding on to his temporary plates, not registering his vehicle, so he can't put real plates on his car yet, won't give him the money back for the registration that he paid them for, and then making him wait 2 weeks to issue him new temp plates so he could drive his car around. Yeah.
Damn.
They need to go see their... They need all of them, the whole entire dealership. They have lost my faith in them. I will never, ever, ever, ever buy anything from them again. In fact, I will tell everybody to leave Sansone dealership alone because they don't know what the hell they're doing.
Guess we can't ask them for sponsorship.
Nope.
Why we can't get sponsors. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Y'all make my
day. They shouldn't have messed with me. They shouldn't have messed with me.
Yeah.
Was it black owned?
Was it what?
Was it black owned?
Is it? I don't know. No, Sansone? No. Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, it was a black. That's... It was a black salesperson.
Oh,
damn.
Well.
Oh, boy.
That's how they get you
on the registration papers. Damn.
Dang.
Dang. You can't be on time for shit.
How you leave? And then go give somebody another set of temporary plates. Like, seriously?
Right. Right.
Like,
right.
I waited all this time for you to give me the same shit I already had. If you don't go sit your ass down.
Right.
How the hell? No, seriously. How the hell you going to make somebody wait and then give them exactly what they had before? If I would break my foot off so far in that person's ass.
Just hostile to me.
I assure you.
The boy want to drive his car.
I assure you, if my son hadn't signed those papers, that damn vehicle would have been right up in their front window of their dealership.
Yo. But wait, what was your son thinking going to buy this car without you, though?
No. See, no. See, well, first of all.
He in trouble.
First of all. No, he grown and gone. This is his money.
Well, that's true.
So it's his situation to deal with, right?
Well,
but
yeah.
I went with him the first time, and I told him, I don't know. I don't think it's the right deal. I probably would do it.
Never mind.
Right.
Never mind.
Exactly.
Never mind.
You thought you were grown, didn't you?
All right, Ronan, you got a mighty task ahead of you, but I know you will not disappoint. Who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week?
Well, before I submit mine, I got a question. What in the fuck is in the water in Florida?
Lead.
Okay. My nominee, he goes by the name of 36-year-old Nicholas Jackson. And he's been charged with Grand Theft Auto, but it gets interesting. He was arrested for stealing a BMW after trying to buy it with a food stamp debit card and a credit card.
You know what?
But
wow.
Better. Deputies say Jackson had turned away at the Pompano Beach auto dealership after trying to buy the $60,000 car with his EBT card and credit card. However, deputies say the suspect returned the next night and stole the car along with keys from 60 other vehicles. Deputies say they later found Jackson with the car and keys after he ran out of gas because he didn't have the money to fill the tank.
Now,
see, this is why we need a stern vetting process, maybe even a purge amongst our ranks. Because most of these niggas gotta go. They have to. They just have to.
Oh, man.
Damn. That's crazy. That's absolutely insane.
There's an honorable mention, too.
I can't.
I will say honorable mention is Peter Guns, because not only has he allowed two backwards satellite chicks to basically have his children, but he allowed a chick named what's her name?
Amina Butterfly.
Yeah, not Amina. The
Carly B.
The chick that has the grill that looks like wooden wind chimes.
She basically ran him down, proofread him, and published his ass on public television about all she did was just give them chicks babies and nothing else. Which is true.
She's wrong for that.
So that's my nominee for Go Sit Your Black Ass Down. And I think I need a drink after that one. I really do.
Man, we all need a drink after that one. Well, my nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for this week is none other than our President Barack Obama. The reason why he's nominated is because he is really feeling himself now that he is a couple of months away from vacating the White House.
Mm.
He's showing his ass. And let's not even, he hasn't really done any, you know, we thought when he's leaving, he's just going to, you know, make some real black power moves. He decides to go to South by Southwest and talk to everybody and try to convince all the young people there and all the tech heads there that the government should be allowed to infiltrate our phones. And this is based behind the whole thing with Apple, you know, the
mm-hmm.
government trying to pressure them to be able to unlock people's phones at the government's request. President Barack Obama, go sit your black ass down. Nobody.
He would have died drunk and high anyway. They wasn't
paying phone. You know what I'm saying? And then you go to the one of the hottest events of the year besides the Hip Hop Film Festival, James Bud, to promote this nonsense. Like, anybody's going to agree. You could have heard a pin drop in the house when he said that. Everybody was rocking with him when he said that. And they was like, no, no. Obama, go sit your black ass down. And while you are in Cuba, say what's up to Asada. The only thing we want to hear come out your mouth next is
that
you are granting her a pardon, an official pardon for any crime in the United States. Other than that, we don't want to hear shit you got to say, son.
Sit down, Barry.
Sit your ass down. And do what you're supposed to be doing. Do something for us before you leave. Thank you very much. Thank you kindly. So there you have it. Those are all the nominees. Let's run them back one by one, and then let's take a vote. Nick nominated the black Trump supporter.
Yep.
Who ran through the damn Trump rally, punching people in the face like he white. First of all, brother, you ain't got the complexion for the connection or the protection. So what you thought you were going to accomplish by doing that, we have no idea. And the police immediately arrested his ass. You thought you was doing something, right? No.
Yeah.
Go sit your black ass
Stupid.
Down. Matter of fact, you already sitting down in a jail cell. Take that. Glove nominated Stacey Dash for saying that Trump is street when she ain't never seen no parts of the street. She ain't about that life. Stacey Dash knows nothing about the street. And on top of that, isn't she trying to be on The Real Housewives of Atlanta? That she's in negotiations? First you want to talk about you ain't black, then you go on the black show. Come on, get it together. Get it together, sister. No. So she is Glove nominee for Go Sit Your Black Ass Down. Juan nominated Madonna for begging for dick while falling off a tricycle through her plantation pussy and picking cotton vagina. Nobody wants no parts of that. She is 3 weeks away from Social Security. Juan would like her to go sit her black ass down. Hayter nominated the entire Sansone dealership located out here in New York City for making people wait for shit that they already were supposed to have gotten. And they're going to give them back the same stuff. What Nick said, the same thing that they had already had before. That's not how you do business. Now, it was a black salesman, so he definitely needs to go sit his black ass down for being on CPT time with people's paperwork. Trying to get young black men arrested is not the way to go. You're supposed to be able to buy a car and go about your business. We got enough to worry about. Sassone is nominated for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award. Ronan nominated Mr. Nicholas Jackson for trying to buy a BMW with food stamps and a credit card. The fact that he actually stole a car, no biggie, that happens all the time, but the fact that he tried to go in there with food stamps, brother, really? I've never heard of such stupidity.
And ran out of gas and couldn't afford to get away.
You know what? I can't. I
can't
and
do it.
Ran
can't
out of
do
gas.
It.
And ran out of gas.
Can't
and got caught.
Can't do it. I nominated President Barack Obama for trying to convince all of us that the government should have access to our phones. He know better than that. Only thing he needs to be talking about is granting Assata pardon. So those are the nominees for the week, Mad Men. Let's put in our votes. Nick, who gets your vote this week?
Ooh, it was hard. It was hard this week.
I don't think you should be saying that after you was talking about the dude shouldn't be erect on any part of his body.
Shut up, Ada.
I'm just saying.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, man. See, you made me forget. What's dude? Old dude, man. That. What's his name? Dang. Okay. I don't know
which
if I'm
one?
Go with the car dealership. Or
got her
Madonna
thinking about,
or any, I don't know. Pat.
She got her
Pat.
Thinking about hard and erections.
Yeah,
and
man, you
got
to throw me off. I was like, oh wait, hold
somebody.
On. All right, I'm vote for the car dealership. You know why? Because you brought up a valid point. Y'all trying to get a black man arrested. So, plus they done had this boy, like I said, wait 2 weeks for the same shit he already had. What the hell is wrong with y'all? So I got to go with the car dealership. Get y'all. We don't need your sponsorship.
Oh, man.
Gotcha. Love, who gets your vote?
I'll vote for you, Boogie. And it's not necessarily because of what you say, what he's trying to do. But I personally think that is an excuse for him to go party, y'all, everywhere. This dude was going to South by Southwest, having a good time. He's in Cuba, partying up. I mean, he's not trying to, he's a lamed up president. What policies does he really want to do? He's just trying to use that as an excuse for the daggone media to be quiet. This dude ain't doing nothing. If he really was caring about daggone, about cell phones and stuff like that, he would have went to Silicon Valley. Nah, he went to South by Southwest where kids are just going to get drunk and high. I know, Juan knows, we used to live in that area back in the day. So we've been there. I'm serious. We don't hear all that stuff. We hear it's about parties. So, nah, he's trying to do that himself. He's trying to have himself a good time and using those little excuses as diplomacy or whatever you want to call it as a front. So, yeah, he needs to sit his black ass down because he's not fooling me.
Oh, shit.
Preach.
All right, Juan. Who gets your vote?
Who gets my vote? I think, was it that guy that Ronan was talking about with the... Stay in the car with no gas, trying to buy it with food stamps.
Oh God,
Jesus Christ!
You could have
went to somebody and did the food stamp hustle and buy food stamps and got you some money. You go try to use the actual food stamps to buy a car. What the hell is wrong with you, bro?
A $60,000 car at that.
$1,000, and then you run out of gas.
How are you buying?
A broke ass criminal as you run out of gas.
The struggle was never more real.
Damn.
The struggle for
intelligence. We just coming out of the little recession thingy. You should have some kind of dope to put some. Come on, gas is low now, man. I can see if gas was $3.50. Yeah, well, now it's like $1.77 in some places. Run out of gas?
You should have known he was gonna run out of gas. He went to pay for the car with food stamps.
Right.
That was inevitable. The car with food stamps. Wow.
He wasn't going to the gas station with food stamps.
He was putting in the damn tank ramen noodles. Get the hell out of here.
I mean, hey.
Ramen noodles in the tank.
Get your vote. Hater, who gets your vote for the week?
I'm voting for the car dealership because they really worked my nerves.
All right, haters voting for Fessel. Ronan, who gets your vote?
I want to say Madonna gets my vote for not just the falling off the tricycle, but someone to sit there and beg publicly to smash that colostomy bag sex. That's just terrible. It's tragic comedy.
I mean,
six more years, she's going to be collecting Social Security. What the hell is going on?
For real. I think somebody boosted her Metamucil.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's my turn to vote, and I got to vote for I'm sorry. My vote is for Food Stamps Jackson. He going to fuck
Food Stamps Jackson.
You try to
Food
go
Stamp
into,
Jackson.
What is wrong with you? So what, go sit your ass, what is wrong with you, and go sit your black ass down.
Oh,
so
God.
Now it's close. It was close because Madman walked all over the place this week. It was a good week. But
yeah, it was.
Actually, we have a tie. We have a tie between the Fasson dealership and Food Stamps Jackson.
Food Stamps Jackson, man.
So we need a tiebreaker. Somebody need to switch their vote.
I didn't pick them either, so I go with the food stamp since I already had neither written them.
All
right, there we go. Ronan, you win, son. You get to say the words this week.
You know what, Food Stamps Jackson, while you're in jail, whenever you decide to make bail, you need to go to a gas station, swallow a fifth of gas, and swallow a match after that, kill yourself. But today, while you're in jail, just sit your broke, dusty food stamp wannabe having ass down.
And there you have it, winner of the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week, none other than Nicholas Food Stamps Jackson. Join us again next week when we have new nominees. And another chance to tell somebody to go sit their black ass down.
And repeat offenders.
Oh, yeah.
Stacy Dash.
I think that's going to be my new character, Food Stamps Jackson. That's going to be my new character.
Sam Jackson, he is a mess.
I'm going to film a
couple
of
videos. So, listen, guys, tonight,
Food Stamps Jackson.
We're talking about Game of Thrones. Winter is coming to the White House. We're going to go ahead and get the round table started right now because actually the words of the week speaks directly to the topic, so we're just going to include that in. So, Mad Men, come on and take your seats around the round table. Let's get it popping.
This shit's chess. It ain't checkers. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. I said you protect the sheep by killing the motherfucking wolves. No, you didn't hear me. You listening, but you didn't hear me. It's not what you know. It's what you can prove. I've been planning it all week, son.
Yes, we've been planning it all week, son. And in the game of cards, in the house of cards, the shit is chess. It is never checkers. So the words of the week is coming from one of our favorite madmen to pull from whenever we come to the round table or have the words of the week, none other than Dr. Umar Johnson. He's also made the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award a couple of times. But I love him. He does speak the truth. And he does have some valid points, and that's why he has made the position of Words of the Week for this week. So let's sit back and let's listen to what he has to say about the upcoming election. And then we're going to debate, talk about it, and talk about the election and if we are really dealing with the lesser of two evils.
Gave us mandatory three strikes and you're out. Now, it is true that the United States Congress was predominantly Republican at the time of Clinton's presidency. However, these are initiatives that he championed. Clinton championed kicking black women off of welfare. Clinton championed mandatory minimum sentences. President Clinton championed the three strikes and you're out rule. So this is what her husband did. So imagine what she's going to do, the same thing. We have to stop looking for white saviors. We got to understand something. Politics ain't going to save black people anyway.
Right.
Black people have to save themselves, and they can only do that with a solid political, economic, cultural, and spiritual program, period. You can vote all your life, and nothing will change. Government is designed to perpetuate the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
Black people are on the bottom of that status quo, so nothing you do, nothing you vote for is going to change that. If you want to change it, you have to change it yourself. Organizing our money, building our own infrastructure, financing our own agenda, that's the way out of this. Not voting for white folks to go in and perpetuate white supremacy. See, when you vote, you don't vote for policy anyway. The policy is already in place.
Mm-hmm.
Policy is given to the president. President don't come up with the policy. They give Obama the policy. They give Clinton the policy. They give Bush the policy. The people chose you, but this is what you're going to do. So when you vote, you don't vote for a policy. You vote for the personality who you want to implement the policy. In other words, Do black people want a black man implementing the white supremacy? Do they want a white woman implementing the white supremacy? Do they want a white man implementing the white supremacy? You choose the personality. That's all you choose. You choose who's going to oppress you. But you're going to be oppressed regardless. And I think that's kind of sick that you even care for the person who's going to be responsible for the white supremacy. Why would you care? Why does it matter who the warden is at the jail? The warden's job is to keep you in jail. So does it matter who the warden is if they're all going to do the exact same job? It doesn't make a difference.
Well, how should we judge the legacy of Barack Obama as it relates to black people?
Well, for me, he's a complete failure. He's a complete failure. He ignored black people while he took care of every other non-white minority in the country. Placated lesbians, placated Latinos, placated white females, placated Asians, placated illegal immigrants. He took care of every non-white demographic in the country but us. To me, he's a total failure. And not because he didn't change anything.
Right.
He can't. But because he didn't give voice to my situation. That's my problem. As the President of the United States, you could have at least spoken to the structural inequality that African Americans face. He didn't even do that.
Wow.
You know, I have a problem with the fact that you can call a black male homosexual on the phone because he went public with being gay in the NBA or the NFL. They get a phone call from Obama. Being gay, you get a phone call. You're the first black NFL athlete to openly pronounce your homosexuality. The first black NBA athlete to openly pronounce your homosexuality. But when Trayvon Martin got murdered, you didn't call his mother. When Sandy Hook happened, you went up there and went to the school. You met with the parents of those white kids who got murdered in Sandy Hook. You didn't call Michael Brown's mother on the phone. You didn't call Eric Garner's wife on the phone. You didn't call Sandra Bland's people on the phone. You see that? So you can get you can call people when they're gay. You can call white kids when they get shot up. But when black kids get shot up, they don't get no phone call. They don't even get roses from them.
He brought it home. A lot of interesting points to debate tonight, spoken by the brother. So let's get to it. He said that we are actually voting for a personality to implement policies that are given to us to follow, that's handed down to the American people. He also asked, he said, why does it matter who the warden is? Do you
I
guys
think that's
think
a
he
great
has
quote.
Think voting really matters? What's the consensus? Let's start out with Ms. Nick Patel. What's your thought?
I think that was a great point. Because essentially we're locked out of the political world. Nobody gives a hell about us. Nobody gives a hell about us. They only care about us when it's come time to vote because they want this large group of people to turn and vote for their candidate. But on a large whole scale, nobody cares. That's why we have the Black Lives Movement. That's why we have it, because no one cares about black lives. So, as he said, who cares who the warden is? You still in jail? Nobody that you, basically nobody who's running now is going to improve your way of being, your way of life. Not one of these candidates. It's really going to do that, like you said, with the policy being handed to them. What are they going to do? So why is it so important that we vote for who's going to oppress us? Like, let's nominate a good person so that we feel better about our oppression. Like, really? That's just that right there. Even though, you know, he did win the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down award, but that right there, you know, you can always depend on Dr. Umar to put it right in perspective.
Right. So, Haida, thinking back on what Nick just said, does it even make sense to vote? Should we, what's the consensus on that?
Well, my thought on the voting thing is I still think it's a very valuable tool for us to use intelligent, but it shouldn't be the only thing that we're relying on. So I agree with him as far as we shouldn't be relying on that only. We should be using that in conjunction with other strategies. All right, we need our black power. We need our militia. We need some violence. We need an economic strategy. We need an education strategy. But we also need to be able to use the system that is existing to the maximum of our advantage whenever we can. So I still think voting is necessary and important. Even as we look at these candidates, we do have a candidate up there that is better than the rest. But we would need to really show up in force, in mass, to get that particular candidate elected. But even before we do that, the problem with voting in our community is not to vote or not to vote, but it is to become educated on the policies and the person that we're voting for. A lot of our people just vote based on what they think they know or what the media tells them without doing their own research. And really, in this day and age, how dare you not do any research? The majority of adults in this country are walking around basically with supercomputers in our pockets, and all we want to do is play Candy Crush and post pictures and like things on Facebook instead of using it for the real value that it has. I mean, at any given moment, you can look up anything about anything and become more educated about it, literally. So this is just utter laziness right now. This is utter laziness by the majority of the American society. It's not limited to just our community. The majority of the American society is just plain lazy, ignorant, and willing to accept the pennies that are thrown at them to stay the way they are.
As long as they're shiny pennies. That's the point. Got to make the pennies shiny. And then
throw them after. Looking at these candidates, we taking some real dull pennies.
But no, I hear what you say.
It's
the candidates part of the arsenal.
But yeah, we're definitely going to get into the candidates in a minute. But drawing back on that, Glove, do you think that what Dr. Umar just said, you think it's dangerous in the context where it's encouraging people just to be lazy and be like, well, hell, fuck it. We ain't going to do nothing then. We're not going to vote. Why, if we're going to have, if we just vote for who the warden is, then why even vote? Do you think that type of language is dangerous if people aren't educating themselves to the process and how they can actually make change in who they vote, especially on the state and local level, where their vote actually does count?
Somewhat. The reason why I say somewhat is because he is absolutely correct on the president. In voting for a president is almost virtually a waste of time based on not only what the Constitution says, which is the electors actually the ones that selected. So you pretty much voting for an elector to pick, and they pick whoever they really want. It just so happens most of the time they pick the majority of the state, but sometimes they can choose who they want as the president. So somewhat in that it's pointless to choose a president based on thinking that themselves going to make a change, especially if you understand the executive branch of government, which mainly just propose and veto or sign anything that Congress comes through. And on occasion, do an executive order, which is just an emergency proposition for that time, which they cannot like overuse or overpower. So in a sense, he's right. People are mostly voting not because of policy, they're both voting for personality. And that's always been true since Kennedy and Nixon and that televised thing. And the only reason why Kennedy won is because his TV persona was more likable than Nixon. So, and that's, I'm just speaking in general, but for us, we are thinking backwards and thinking that we need to vote for a president when the main focus is on within our local communities. And this is where I say it's dangerous. If you cannot discourage voting and realize that the number one weapon that these white blood suckers are using, and I'm not just talking about politicians, I'm talking about white people, is the power of the vote. That's how the Tea Party was even was organized and was able to put whoever they wanted into these Senate and congressional seats, as well as these different districts and governor seats and mayor seats and so forth. You have to use that power to vote. Just recently, several organizers kicked out in their primaries the prosecutors of the ones that were responsible for Tamar Rice, and I think the ones for the prosecutor in Florida as well, because of how they was not representing black people and with this police brutality. It is very important to vote and be understanding that this is how a lot of these proposition and racist laws get swept under without our knowing, because we don't have knowledge and understanding of the laws and the legislation that have been put forth that we could prevent, that we have the power to prevent. And they make these rules and these laws to segregate and ensure that it make it more difficult for us to vote. So they understand the power and the weapon to vote. We just assume that the only thing that matters is the general election and don't think about what we're doing in our local communities and the people that we can put in there to fix our own community. So, and Dr. Umar probably missed that opportunity to put emphasis on that and make it more a pessimistic type of way. Well, we're hopeless no matter what. And you got to have at least some type of answer or ways, solutions that we can fix this. And voting is a tool, like Craig G says, to use. It's not the only tool, but it's a necessary tool.
Gotcha. Ronan, when we're talking about getting people to understand how to use these tools, instead of just going into the type of thinking where it's, you know, abandon all hope ye who enter, what solutions are there for the community who don't necessarily have the time or patience to go and take another social studies class? I always say, listen, if you want to know about politics and how it really works, go watch Gangs in New York. If you want to watch a movie and learn it real quick, that movie right there will tell you everything you need to know about how the shit works.
Yeah.
How to get your people.
I learned from the Godfather.
So, Ronan,
what
suggestion, Ronan? What do you think about what Umar said and what a solution would be?
Well, I definitely understand where he was coming from. A lot of us don't put any value or emphasis in the power of our vote. Some figure like we just give our vote away if someone gets to do the Dougie or do something that emotionally sways us. But what do we have a shared mindset of what agenda appeals to us? What are our respective needs that need to be taken care of? Like, you know, things as far as like reparations bills or things like that, to where we can get ourselves back on track. Now, if you're not talking about what we're talking about, then you should be very concerned about your vote. I mean, I wouldn't say like sit it out. I mean, yeah, I mean, it makes sense to sit it out, but then like you have other, you can go independent, or there's other options to it. You have to learn what options you have available by doing some research. Because if we can sit here and look at nonsense on World Star Hip Hop or Love and Hip Hop reality television show, we can change our priorities and see what is important to us to prevent another Flint, Michigan, or anything worse.
Right. Ooh, definitely. So now let's talk about the candidates themselves.
Boogie, before...
Oh,
before,
did I get the one?
No, you did not get to me.
No.
Let me get to one before I go into the next segment. One, when it comes to what Dr. Umar said and the defeatist attitude that is out there, I mean, do you think he's right? Should we just sit it out? I mean, because if you think about it, if you get all the black people together, all the black folks, we still, together collectively in the United States, don't have enough votes together, just black folks, to elect a president. Maybe locally or whatever, but we don't have enough to sway that type. So we have to kind of affiliate ourselves with a party that at least speaks somewhat to our interests. What do you think about that?
I think that, I mean, I forget. One thing you can look at too is that to expound on what Craig G was saying about was that, okay, we as a collective whole, you know, we have enough of a voice of a power to where, yeah, sure, I know everybody, you know, votes for the president, and that's in most of the turnout that we see going out there to go vote for the president. But just on a local level, where to the point to where, okay, we got movements like the Black Lives Matter movement. Could you imagine if
being that enough people we have in the Black Lives Matter movement, if they would have put their power and their backing behind some young lawyer or some young councilman in their community who decided to one day run for mayor, maybe one day, next thing you know, in a couple more years, run for senator, and a couple more years later, eventually run for president, that's where it can start from. It can start from the local level. You know, we can get collectively and put our backing behind someone who we think shares our ideals and the things that we're looking for, and put them into these positions. Those are electoral votes, like those senators and stuff like that, that, you know, that we put to, for the president. Those are electoral votes. Those are the senators. Those are the senators that make those laws that they, you know, pass along, you know, to the president to put about those issues in the place. And
do you know,
I think,
anybody,
I think Dr. Umar in the,
do you know of anybody black or brown that you would say right now on the stage that you would be like, okay, let's go support that person? I can't think of
Bakari Sellers. I'll put my backing behind Bakari Sellers right out of here from South Carolina. This is a real dude that's out here. His background and stuff. His father was down in, you know, down the civil rights era. This is a real dude right here. I don't know if y'all heard about Bakari Sellers. He's been on Fox News a couple of times, and he's been on CNN a couple of times, you know, debating about some things. He started off as a lawyer out here, and he actually ran for the Senate out here in South Carolina. He's like one of them real dudes. You know, he's intelligent, smart, but he's still got that kind of, you know, low key street kind of mentality, whatever, where he can talk to the people from the streets and at the same time be articulate. You could put our back behind somebody like that. And I think I could see it one day. I could see this dude running for governor. For real. Now look him up.
We need to definitely identify those leaders in the community. We definitely need to do that. Maybe do a show where we put these people and put their profiles out there and say, hey, listen, these are the options. Because it shouldn't be left up to the Sharptons and the Jacksons when it comes to black leadership.
Yeah. And that's how we gain support, is that we have to let other people know these people exist. This may not be your individual community, but this is a person that I'm looking at, that I'm supporting, and shine a light on those people so that we can gain more support.
I just want to reinforce what Juan just said, because that's before we went to the next segment. I wanted to come back and speak on that. The voting thing. They make this big production out of the presidential elections, and they get everyone all hype and vote for your president, blah 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 blah. Technically, you're not really voting for your president. And again, this is where knowing what you're doing and educating and doing some research and becoming intelligent about the entire process, the entire political process, becomes important. You literally are voting for the electoral college, and those people are then voting for the president. So you're technically not voting for the president. And so there is some real truth to the fact of, why not ignore the presidential election? Because that really, whatever president gets elected, whatever policies they put in place, one, like Dr. Umar said, they are given. Two, those policies are not going to directly affect you immediately, and so you are doing yourself a bigger service by paying attention to your local elections. And by local, I mean in your own town, in your own neighborhood first, and then your county or your city. And those are the people that you pay attention to, because your vote is directly voting those people in. And I mean down to town clerks or district attorneys or whomever or whatever position you can vote for locally. That's where you make your voice heard. And it's important to know that, because the things that those people do will affect you immediately.
Yes. It's the difference between having a police department and a police commissioner who are running buddies with the KKK, as opposed to your police commissioner being a grassroots activist who understands the plight of the community.
Right.
And can help criminalize some of the stupid things that they're locking up our brothers for.
Absolutely.
excellent point.
So I wouldn't say don't vote. I would just say vote locally first and worry about the president later.
Exactly. What you said, yeah. I mean, what was put on the table is very true. They are, policy is dictated to the president, and he just basically sells it.
Right.
You know. And speaking of which, who do we want to, let's look at the people that is up for grabs to sell us some policy. We got
Al Bundy.
Sell some bullshit.
Hillary.
Al Bundy.
And we got Sanders. Now, Sanders is giving Hillary a run for her money. But that may just be a dramatics of the race, make it exciting, get the people galvanized and stuff like that. But let's take a look at the three of them. On our show post that we just had, Hillary and Trump, because really that's who the front runners really are. But I'm including Bernie in this because he is a different, you know, he does bring a different vibe to it. And,
he's actually
like
not far behind her. He's not far behind her.
He's not.
No, not at all, not at all. So let's talk about the three of them. So let's go around the table, and each madman, just tell me your thoughts on each candidate, and if you want to dispose of who you prefer, then you can or you cannot, you know, it's up to you. But give us your general impression of all three. Nick Fatale, let's start with you. Trump, Hillary, and Sanders, and who you think is going to win.
Who do I think is going to win? I would actually, if I had to pick... I'm leaning towards Bernie because I think that he has an understanding of issues outside of his Caucasian issues, his own Caucasian. You know what I mean? Like he understands the impact of white privilege and why it's uncomfortable for them to discuss it and how it should be addressed. He understands that because he has a history of Civil War activism and things and being involved with
Civil
those,
war.
With those kind of demonstrations.
She said Civil War. She said Civil War.
He was older, though. He was older.
I don't know why.
I know he looked that old, but damn.
What the hell? Girl, I got to put my blue moon.
That was awesome.
See it down.
Oh, and I got to put my old. Damn.
Shout out to Harlem Brewing.
Right? I got to put this blue moon down. Lord. Okay, but anyway, that's why I like Bernie, and I've caught like different it was Fox News. Let me not even say different news shows. It was Fox News that kind of did a spin on a quote that he had where he was addressing why it's uncomfortable for white people to admit that there is a problem in America, that there is racism, and why they won't address it, and they say that it's not a problem anymore. And he gave a very good quote. It was like three paragraphs long, but what they took out of it was one or two sentences that made it seem like he was saying something completely different from what he was saying. Like he was saying, well, white people don't know about racism. You don't know unless you're in the ghetto or whatever. So
yeah,
I caught them putting that spin on what he was saying, and I was like, clearly he's dangerous. The reason why I say this is because he's not saying what they agree to, so they've already started. Yeah, what they like him to say. So they've already started to reword things that, you know, he says and cut it down and edit. So I feel like they see him as dangerous. Hillary is like her husband. She's just like her husband. I don't know why anybody hasn't noticed that. It's like she has, if you dig far enough underneath the surface, or if you remember things that she has said, positions that she has taken in the past, you wouldn't want her to be one of the front runners. But in the situation that we're in now, where we have the choice between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, you want Bernie Sanders. Of course, you want the person that seems like they have a head for where we need to be. But when you have that choice of Donald Trump, you just feel like you want to grab anyone with a pulse because it's to the point where it's like he's so revolting to people that they're willing to overlook the things that Hillary has done, because Hillary has some shadiness going on, not to mention she's had some positions where, you know, she's made some really big gaps politically and personally, and a lot of them are on video. a lot of them are, are sound bites and not that far back in the past. But because
Hillary has gotten caught in a bunch of lies.
She's had some huge gaps. She's been caught in lies. She's got some shadiness going on. She got some twigs and berries back there. She definitely
She's a Clinton.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. I said she's just like her husband, where she's had some things go on. Like, you know, even Clinton, he's a beloved president in a lot of ways, even though he had such scandal while he was in the White House, because people like his personality, even though he's had a lot of gaffes and he's taken some, he said some stuff that you like, when you look back on it, you're like, what?
Let's be real. People vote for Hillary, they're not voting for Hillary.
They're not voting,
for the iconic status of having a woman in office, and they're voting for
position.
Her
exactly.
husband by proxy. You know,
and that's really
Bill,
what her platform is. That's
it's
really
re-electing
her platform
Bill
is.
By proxy.
By proxy.
It really is.
But, you know, I've always felt that she's not the first woman president. I've always felt that Nancy Reagan was the first woman president.
Don't even get me started on that, bro. Just back away slowly. Back away
slowly. That's a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother thing.
That's a whole nother show right there.
That's a whole nother thing. Not to say that I'm not a Nancy Reagan fan either, but I'm just saying, never mind. That's a whole nother issue.
Let's move it along because we're coming up towards the end.
But, Glove, give us your impression of Trump, Hillary, and Sanders, and then let us know who you think will take it. Who's going to sit on the throne?
Okay, no disrespect for anybody on this panel, as well as anybody across this America. I don't give a damn. But this is my personal conviction. But mother F all them candidates.
All of them. He ain't stutter. Maybe a little, but he ain't stutter.
North Carolina had the primaries last week, and I voted for Rocky De La Fuente.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah, y'all don't know, never heard of him, but he's on the ballot. I voted for him. That's how I don't care about the candidates out here.
She said Sylvester Stallone. What?
He said Oscar De La Hoya.
No, that's not
Juan
Valdez. I'm going bit by bit. Trump is a master troll, yo. He is a master troll. He knows what he's doing. He is the most dangerous candidate out there, and even the Republican Party knows this, and that's why they're doing everything they can to obstruct his nomination. They going hard because they are afraid of Trump. Okay, and he's a master troll, and he knows, because of his reality TV status and stardom, and knows how to work the media because of his reality TV stardom. He knows how to get people roused up, then expose their racism, and go out there and vote in floods. So, yes, F Trump. Get him. Hillary is Hillary. We know Hillary. We've seen Hillary. I never liked Hillary back in the 90s. Why are we going to be rooting for her now? I was saying F Hillary when Obama was going down there. You saw what the kind of bullshit she was doing then. I mean, Hillary is Hillary. Hillary, I don't even know what is true about Hillary at all. She can say anything, and I'll say it's a lie.
She's a tranny.
I don't know if Hillary believed half the shit she says.
Hillary said anything.
She doesn't know who she is. For real. No. So, she's a hypocritical liar. Period. She had an identity crisis where she could be super pro-black, talking about Sandra Bland, hugging up with black mothers and all this stuff, and then going to be talking about that all the black people are like savages and stuff, like super predators and all
super
that crazy.
Predators.
No, I'm serious. I mean, no, we can't. Now, Bernie Sanders is a conniver. No disrespect again for those that
are
here. But this dude is a conniver. We should have known the last time with President Obama, now that was then Senator Obama when he was running without hope, and we looked down there and we believed all the little glorified stuff he was saying, blue, 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 without I check out Bernie Sanders, okay? Now, we're going to get all hyped up, but 50 daggone, half a daggone century ago, he marched on them with daggone MLK. So what? Motherfucking Jesse Jackson was his right hand. See, I mean, what does that give to me?
And don't nobody really trust Jesse.
Right. I look at his daggone record. It was being the whitest of white states in America. All right. Talking about now you're going to try to stop the daggone prison industrial complex and BS like that. But, dude, you voted with Clinton. You voted for that man. You voted that in. You know, and then you look at the daggone prison rate being the whitest of the white of the white, but the daggone have the majority of the most black prison incarceration by population within all the nation and all the states. You know, and you're the senator, you were the congressman, you've been in that area for a whole 25 years in Congress, and you haven't addressed that once. Then you're gonna talk around and turn around, and you're gonna be talking about all this black. Black Pride stuff now, and get Big Mike. Killer Mike on there, be your co-signer and stuff, and Cornel West be your co-signer and stuff, and Al Sharpton be your co-signer and shit, and then all that stuff, and you didn't say nothing. Didn't say
I love
nothing
when love
until Black Lives Matter starts saying talking that shit and put you on. Oh my God, I need to get the black vote.
Somebody give him some vinegar.
Before then, he was on video when they asked about the minority vote, and he was saying on record that the minority. Hello?
Breathe.
Love.
Breathe.
Breathe. Did you take your hot mic?
No.
I did
it. Damn, we almost completed the show.
Tell it to me. Bernie Sanders is the fact that he was one of the people in Congress that voted for Assad Secure to be picked up from Cuba back in 1998. When Congress voted, he was one of the people right up in there. Now, I can go on forever about other stuff.
Clearly, you can go on forever.
But I'm saying damn all of them. Rocky, I'm going to vote for Rocky. Vote for Rocky, yo.
All right, Hayda, Ronan, and Juan. And myself, we're going to have to make it short because we're coming up on the end of the show. So, brief analysis of the three candidates and who you think is going to take the throne. Hayda, let's start with you.
F Trump, F Hillary, and, you know, Bernie is, even though I'm afraid he's going to die in office, even if you vote for Hillary, Bill going to die when she's in office. I mean, you know, it's really slim pickings. I mean, at the end of the day, I might actually sit this one out because it's really turned into a circus. We have one of the front runners has not spoken on one serious policy. He has not given us one serious plan for anything that is affecting this country. He has no foreign policy. I mean, the fact that he is the front runner for the GOP makes me afraid. I'm ready. I'm picking out countries to move to.
She said, "I'm picking out countries right now."
Yeah, I'm done. Like, that's it for me. I don't even know.
Trump don't need no policy because policy is given to the presidents anyway. So, I mean, does that really matter?
It does. I mean, It does matter because it speaks to his intelligence and him being able to handle himself as the leader, quote unquote, of the free world, right? It's going to be World War III as soon as he, you know, within a month of him taking office, because Korea going to bomb us to hell.
So is that you saying that you believe that Trump will be the one to sit on the Iron Throne?
Oh, you know what? And here's the other thing. I almost want Trump to win right now.
Wow.
And let me tell you why. I'm going to be as quick as possible. I almost want him to win right now because I think with the way he has ripped the Band-Aid
and the wounds cover all the stuff covering the wounds of racism off everybody in America. We see how racist America is, and I think that would be a way to galvanize and force unity amongst people of color in this country and force us to do some things together, because he is going to try and get us back as slaves, and we are going to have no choice but to fight back. So I almost want him to win, because let's get this war started.
I don't want to go to war. I want to play my Xbox.
That's part of the problem.
Talk about revolution.
You know what I'm saying? Talk about a revolution of the mind, baby.
Let's strap this up. Let's see what's going to happen. Let's get it popping.
All right, fuck it. I'm with you. Front line, baby. Phone in very quickly. Brief analysis of the three candidates, and who do you think will take the Iron Throne?
Trump is actually the mirror of America for the longest time. A bunch of dumb rednecks and bigots who pride themselves on a bunch of hoopers. Hillary has the integrity of a fishnet condom, and Bernie Sanders reminds me of a hood club promoter who puts up a lot of good Photoshop flyers on your car, but when you get in there, you see a bunch of bloated bowling pin built bitches in the house. So I think my vote, who's going to be in the Oval Office, I say Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Wow. I hate y'all.
Wow. Next, three candidates, brief analysis, and who do you think is going to take the Iron Throne?
Just running through them real quick. Donald Trump, I kind of feel like he's as wild and as crazy as some of the things that he's doing and trying to propose. You know, if people really don't want him in office, it's very simple. Don't vote for him. That's the best way to protest. I mean, he's really put the battery pack in a lot of these racist, prejudiced rednecks to come way out of the work and make them feel bold enough to come out and really let it all hang out. And the sad reality is some of these same redneck racists don't even understand that Trump don't even care about you. He don't give a damn about you. He just wants to vote. As soon as he get in office, he don't give a damn about you. He's deuces. He gonna be like, whatever. Now, Hillary Clinton, she has, she has a little bit more experience between, out of Trump, not necessarily Bernie, but out of Trump and Bernie, I should guess you'd say, with, foreign policies and things like that, because she's been Secretary of State, she's been Senator at one point in time. But at the same time, I don't particularly trust her because of her indiscretions and her outright lies that she's had. So I'm kind of on the fence with her, too, about trusting her with some of the things that she said. And plus, she's a Clinton. And, we already had 8 years of Clinton. I'm not so keen on having Clinton again. Bernie? I like Bernie. I like some of his ideas. I like some of the things he's been saying. But the way how our Congress is set up now, and then the way we have more Republicans in our Senate right now, some of the things that he's trying to probably propose are not exactly, they might be radical, but they're probably not exactly going to even get through or even brought up. They're going to look at him, they're going to stonewall him, and they're going to try to shut him down, just as they've been trying to shut down Obama with a lot of things. So, I mean, it's nobody's really shining too much to me for me to say. I want to do the juggle act between maybe Bernie and Hillary, but if I had to choose, I would probably, if I wanted to go off of stats and statistics, probably the only one that probably has the most experience with things as far as like foreign policy and a couple other things, I would begrudgingly pick Hillary. And that's only because she has more of a well-rounded, more experience than the other two candidates. That's probably the only reason why. It's sad that I got to pick the choice between the fox or the wolf to let into the hen house. But,
good analogy.
The lesser of two evils.
Well, me personally, let's see. Breakdown analysis. Bernie. Don't know too much about him. Came on the scene, never really noticed him. He liked that white dude in the back, that be whispering shit. I do like the platform he runs on. I ain't got no real problems with Bernie. Hillary, I do harken back to. Stop typing, hater. I do harken back to the days of Clinton. I don't remember what it was like when Clinton was in office. America was we had a lot of prosperity. People do forget the climate in America when Clinton was in office, because we had to endure a bunch of years under Bush after that. But we had never been more lucrative as a nation as when the Clintons wielded their power. So I think that is her legacy and what she's trying to get us to remember. As far as Trump is concerned, yes, he does expose the underbelly of America. I used to watch The Apprentice, and I thought that I think Trump is how can I put this without sounding crazy? I got some respect for Trump. I ain't gonna lie. He's not crazy. He knows what needs to be said. And when he'll say the sound bite, sound crazy for a minute, and then when put to task, like for instance, they said, oh, you said you was going to bail out the protesters that was beating up people at your rally. He was like, I said that. I ain't doing that shit. Fuck that. Fuck them. They shouldn't have did it. So that shows you a little bit of, you know, I'll say some crazy shit, but when it comes down to it, I know what the fuck needs to be done. There's something to be said for that. There's also something to be said for, like Hayter said, exposing the underbelly of America and him being the catalyst for unity amongst the brown people. That being said, as far as who's going to take the Iron Throne, I look at it as just like the movie game, the series, Game of Thrones. You got the midget. What's his name? Tyrion. The midget dude. That's Bernie.
Yeah, that's Bernie.
He's Bernie. The motherfucker that should be running shit, but can't really run shit.
But can't do
because
it.
Because he's not of the elk. Then you got Littlefinger. That's Trump. Trump is Littlefinger.
Feel
me when I tell you that. Trump is the dude that has all the information, know how to deal, he know how to politic, he know how to make the deals to make shit happen. Hillary is the bitch with the dragons.
Yep.
Okay, Hillary is the woman with the dragons who is ultimately poised to take the throne because they feel that it's her legacy and it's her right. One thing to notice about how these elections go, it always goes Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican. So now
Same
the
bird.
Democrats have said the Bushes held it for 8 years, then it went Democrat for 8 years, and now it's the Republicans' turn. So if you go by statistics and how the nation always does this, you know, back and forth in a cycle, you would understand that Trump would be the one to take the throne if you base it on those odds. Now, the fact that the Republicans are so upset tells me that maybe he should be the one to be in office, because he really has no real loyalty. He is just like Littlefinger. He's going to make the deal that is best for America, quote unquote, which means the rich and powerful, not necessarily us peons, but the rich and powerful. He beholden to no master but himself, so he can't be bought in that sense. So that's why they really don't want him in there. And that's something to think about when you think about Trump. So with that being said, you know, I think that the Republicans might have this down. We might be looking at Trump for 8 years, 4 years, or however it may stand. If he can knock them dragons out the air. So.
And the problem that's going on with Trump right now is that he's basically split the Republican Party. Like, even if he does win, they not even sure if they're going to give up enough of their electoral college, enough for them to say, okay, we give him the nomination. Because a lot of them are like, no, we don't want to give it to him. They're thinking about writing someone else in for the Republican vote rather than him.
And he's a wild card.
He's a wild card, definitely.
He's Now, I'm not stumping for Trump at all. I ain't stumping for none of them like the rest of you. But if I had to give my analysis and opinion, I'd be like, listen, they scared of him. That's probably the way we should go, because they ain't do shit for nobody ever. And now they got somebody who really don't give a fuck in there. Now everybody's scared. And maybe that's what this country needs to get back on track. Just maybe.
Because he definitely
the
don't
White
give
Walkers
a damn.
Is coming, y'all. The White Walkers are coming. So the Mad Men implore you, Mad Men out there throughout the world, please educate yourself on the electoral process, the Electoral College. Vote in your state and local election. That is what will determine who your future president will be for the future generations. Ain't shit we could do about what's coming up in November, but you can start now by voting for your local officials. Let's also try to vote people into office on the local level that will allow people who are coming out of jail, all of our brothers that are coming out of jail, to be able to vote after they have served their time. Can you imagine how much power we would have if they allowed felons and criminals to vote?
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why that law is enacted, and there's a reason why you are a slave if you get arrested. Read your Constitution, educate yourself,
yep,
as the Mad Men has said. We want to thank all of you Mad Men for joining us tonight. Remember, next week, we taking them Dusty Hotep Negroes to task. Put it on your calendar. It's going to be a fantastic show. Mad Lab, you know how we do at the Mad Men table, but we also got a lot of seriousness coming for you. Mad Men, thank you tonight for being on air with you as always. Nick Patel, Glove, Hater, Juan, everybody, Ronan, love all of you guys. We'll catch up with you next week. Make sure you visit us at YUMadSun.com. Make sure you mark on your calendars that the Hip Hop Festival is coming to New York City. 4 days of fresh. We are shutting down New York City for 4 whole days. Lots of pre-events coming up with that. Go to the website, HipHopFilmFestivalNYC.com. Find out all about it. Sign up on the mailing list. Got great sponsors, great prizes, and all that stuff coming at you. It's going to be fantastic. YUMadSun.com is the website. Twitter at YUMadSun. Find us on Facebook, YUMadSun Radio. We're going to see you guys next week. Peace and love, baby.